We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hello and welcome back to an emergency episode of the House of Hoosier podcast brought to you by the Field of 68 Podcast Network. I am Austin Platt. No Ben Haller. His voice is shot is what he told me. So he is out on today's episode. And well, there's also some pretty big news in Indiana basketball because Liam McNeely is also out, is requesting that his national letter of intent be removed. It seems like he'll be decommitting from Indiana. But joining me from the IDS, someone who has covered the men's basketball team for a few years now, is Will Foley. Will, thank you for hopping on to this emergency episode as we talk about this news, which kind of comes at a brutal time considering the timeline of the past week, really, in IU basketball news.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Austin. It's just been a chaotic week of Indiana basketball, 3-game winning streak. A lot of questions about Mike Woodson's tenure, but it was confirmed that he would be staying on with the program for next season. And then the Liam McNeely news comes last night. The number 16 player, according to 247 Sports, a 5-star in Indiana's only commit in the 2024 class. Just a big blow to the program.
It came really out of left field. I mean, the account this week, Indiana basketball created a press release. They released that after McNeely was named an All-American. Things were looking good. There wasn't, you know, too much communication, it seemed, which may have been an issue. But you mentioned it right there, Will. That is Indiana's only guy in the class of 2024. Their only commit is now gone. And presumably where he goes next, obviously, Kansas is one of the first names you think of. Obviously, that was in the final few schools that, of course, he obviously chose Indiana at first, but now it seems like Bill Self may be just grabbing him from Bloomington and bringing him to Lawrence. I guess the real question is kind of what's next for Indiana? Obviously, there's nobody left in the 24 class, so, and you have to figure to go in the portal, but now it's like, well, what comes next?
Yeah, I mean, it's just an interesting time. You know, I believe after Indiana's win over Minnesota on Wednesday night, someone asked Mike Woodson a question about the transfer portal and him staying, and he kind of avoided it and wanted to focus on the team that he has right now with a few games less left in the season. But in all honesty, I don't think that's just a reality with the timeline of college basketball these days. I think you have to be in constant communication with other guys, even at other schools or your recruits, hence why Liam McNeely decommitted. And there's a lot of question marks around this program and this team just because of the potential roster turnover that there will be next season. Khalil Ware likely going to the NBA draft. Mackenzie Mbako and Malik Renew question marks on whether they will return or not. Just a lot of no clarity with this team for next year.
That's the biggest issue. And this comes at a time where Indiana's playing their best basketball this year. We mentioned the 3-game winning streak as it kind of rolls into senior day on Sunday against Michigan State and the potential for Indiana to go on a run in a Big Ten tournament and potentially see some sort of postseason basketball. But if we go back to the timeline in kind of the fall when this recruiting period was really heating up, obviously McNeely was the first, you know, domino to fall in the way of Indiana. Obviously announced on ESPN during a high school showcase game. And then, you know, he said, Boogie Flan, Derek Queen, you know, pick up the phone and go and come to Indiana with me. And Boogie Flan, signs were pointed that he was coming to Indiana. That looked good. But then the more it went on, the worse it got. And eventually Coach Cal out of Kentucky grabbed him at the last second. And then Derek Queen, who all signs were pointing to Indiana as well, that seemed like a no-brainer. He commits to Maryland and opts to play for Kevin Willard over Mike Woodson. So is it a surprise, you think, in one's opinion, to say that you were surprised to see McNeely pull his name out? Or do you think the writing was on the wall a little bit and signs were pointed that maybe he was going to pull out, or you think this is just a surprise considering the timing of everything?
I do think it's a surprise. I mean, you could question kind of the direction of the program with this season. It obviously looks like no NCAA tournament, barring a late season run. But you just see the success that Mike Woodson has had in his 3 years with Indiana in terms of transforming Trayce Jackson-Davis's game into NBA level talent, getting Jalen Hood-Schifino and Malik Reneau both five stars, sending Jalen Hood-Schifino to the NBA, Malik Reneau's progression this year, and then receiving Khalil Ware in the transfer portal, a former five-star, and transforming him into an NBA-level player. Mike Woodson has had success with his high-level recruits, and it was just surprising to see someone who had that success. Liam McNeely obviously opted out for it and is looking for a different direction.
Yeah, obviously we wish all the best for him and his family, and hopefully he makes a good decision and balls out and really shows the ceiling that he really has. But now, instead of potentially 3 5 stars, it is 0 5 stars, 0 4 stars, zero anybody in the 2024 class. And I think the biggest concern here is that, well, this season, obviously, whatever happens, it's in all likelihood going to be a failure of a year, assuming they don't make the NCAA tournament, which would be a huge step back from previous years when Woodson obviously put the team in a really good direction, getting them back, not quite obviously back, you know, to the blue blood status that we know. Indiana's obviously still a blue blood without a doubt, but still not the national relevance that it once was. And that was obviously Woodson's goal to bridge the past with Bob Knight, who coached him, and into the future. Obviously, we know Woodson was on the older side. He's on the older side, so he was never going to be here for a decade or so. But in terms of kind of what's next, the number of guys that could leave, I think that's the biggest concern. Is now, well, we know Xavier Johnson's gone. We know Anthony Walker. They're both going to be out of eligibility. Khalil Ware is going to the NBA. There's no doubt about that. He's been balling out lately. But now the question is, like, what's next? Trey Galloway. I think the rumors that he may not be back for a fifth year. Other guys, obviously, Anthony Leo's got the chance to come back. But you mentioned Reneau, Mbako, who's been playing really well as of late. Maybe will put himself on draft boards if he plays that well down the stretch. It's kind of like, for you, Will, how many guys on this current team are going to be on this roster next year? Because it's really slim pickings.
That's a really tough question, just because no one knows the state of college basketball anymore. I think, to your point, the biggest returner would be Mackenzie Mbako. He's making a very late season push for Big Ten Freshman of the Year over Iowa's Owen Freeman. He's really shown the five-star level talent that, and I neglected to mention him earlier, he kind of turned the corner and through the midseason has really elevated his game this year, his three-point shooting. And so that's kind of a key factor that you want back next year if you're Mike Woodson in Indiana. Trey Galloway, as you mentioned, still has another year. Rumors of him leaving. I think even recently rumors of Gabe Cupps potentially transferring, and then Malik Reneau, another big star that you would want to return. It's hard to predict anyone. You would assume that guys like CJ Gunn or Caleb Bakes may be transferring just due to lack of playing time, lack of a bigger role that they were expected to take this year. And it's interesting to see what Mike Woodson will do in this transfer portal, especially with all the concerns about Indiana's three-point shooting this year. That should be a big target of his. Another reason why McNeely's loss is such a key factor for them next year.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Yeah, you think about the things that Mike Woodson has said and as of late. Obviously, we know the value that Renew and Ware have to this team, but he said things like basketball is played inside out. He said that Ware and Renew, they're the best when Indiana's at its best when they're on the floor. Obviously, he's talked all about getting over the hump, talked about the value of Xavier Johnson, even when he's injured, and almost, you know, pointing a finger at, well, this is, our team may not be as good as it is because of that Xavier Johnson. Obviously, it was mentioned, this was 24 hours after it was mentioned and rumored, and sources confirmed that Woodson will be returning next year. Obviously, the program did not release anything about it. That was just a rumor. Zach Osterman of the Indy Star was one of the first ones on that. And then 24 hours later, this news happens. There's nothing, obviously, has come out about the program about this. Is there any way you think Mike Woodson does not return to the team next year? I know these sources, obviously, it's got to be someone close to the athletic department or who knows the team well. But after this bombshell of news, do you think there's a chance that maybe, you know, they start thinking about a buyout for Woodson? I don't see it likely, but I'm curious what you have to think.
I think it's a slim chance. I mean, there was all the rumors as well about people breaking down Mike Woodson's buyout and how it would be kind of like a Bobby Bonilla type deal where it would be long-term small payments, which would be beneficial to Indiana if that were to happen. And also other rumors that said Bruce Pearl would be a main target Auburn head coach and that he would absolutely willingly take that job in a heartbeat. And so I just don't see it happening, though. Obviously, this is a fatal blow to Indiana for next year and the future, just to see a five-star like this want a release from his national letter of intent so late. But I think Woodson is here to stay for at least another year, especially after 2 years in the NCAA tournament.
Obviously, we knew that Woodson had done great things in the first 2 years, and we can pick out the positives and the negatives. Obviously, he had to re-recruit someone like Trace Jackson Davis. He had to bring in a bunch of guys for his first season, got a team which really didn't necessarily, in my mind, didn't deserve to make the NCAA tournament. He got them there. Obviously, they won that game in Dayton. And obviously got, you know, just a taste, as he likes to say, of what the NCAA tournament was like. Flash forward a year later, Indiana has a great season last year with Trace Jackson Davis, Xavier Johnson injured for most of it, but a really positive year last year, major steps forward, and a team this year that had kind of not the expectations that last year's one does, but you look on paper, 4 stars, 5 stars, littered throughout the roster, a lot of potential, and it just really has not come together until late. Obviously, the 3-game winning streak showing signs, whether it's too little too late, still too much time in order to figure out the answer to that. But you think this at all impacts this season, the rest of this season, knowing that, you know, the future is very, very bleak, at least for right now? You think the guys that are going to be playing on Sunday and playing in the Big Ten tournament, you think this is going to have any impact on that?
Hard to say. I would say most likely not, just because based off everything that we've kind of learned about these recent teams with Mike Woodson's 3-year tenure, he seems to be sort of a player's coach, which makes the decommitment surprising, just because, you know, you have Khalil Ware posting that image of him from his radio show, sticking his tongue out, Mike Woodson, that is, after their win over Minnesota. You know, all these guys have kind of bonded around him and banded behind him. And so I find it surprising that that would be the case. And, you know, obviously they've had their ups and downs this year. Haven't been able to catch a really big win, had Kansas in their grasp, but couldn't get that done. But a late season run is still on the table. Obviously, this 3-game win streak, Michigan State left to get to 500 in conference play before the Big Ten tournament, and then a run there would potentially get them an NCAA tournament bid. So I think that's kind of what their focus is on. And then obviously all the rumors about certain players like Galloway, Cup, CJ Gunn, whoever, that might be saved for later after the season.
You know, I've said before on this show that, you know, I'm not the biggest Woodson fan. I think they're flaws. Obviously, we knew coming in, he'd be an old school guy, someone who obviously a mentor of Bob Knight, would be kind of defense first. Obviously, wasn't a big fan of the 3-point shot, considering when he played, there was no 3-point shot. So there are obvious, you know, red flags, I want to say, when he was first taken in and first brought into, but he's taken significant strides. He did something that Archie Miller couldn't do in 4 years, and that's make the NCAA tournament. He did in each of his first two. And he's gotten the team to play, at least in the first 2 years, some of their best basketball in March. Obviously, without the March run 2 years ago, they did not make the tournament. Obviously, the win over Purdue last year at Mackey Arena was a huge step forward with all of that. And Indiana, obviously, you know, was okay at the back half of the year in the Big Ten tournament. Didn't do as well as people thought in the NCAA tournament. Didn't play to their seed. Obviously, lost. Ran into a really good Miami team, which ended up making the Final Four. My question to you is, we sit here now on March the 8th, and Indiana has zero recruits in the 2024 class. With all the NIL money, with the size of this coaching staff, with obviously the alumni in the program and everyone that has been here and loves Indiana and all of the fans, how do you get out of this and how do you move forward with something like this? And obviously you still have this season to play for, which stinks, but it seems like Woodson took some, you know, a few more days off than he should have on the recruiting trail. And it seems like McNeely, like the other guys we mentioned, those other five stars, have just kind of slipped out of his fingertips.
Yeah, it's really just a tightrope to walk. I mean, you talked about the recruiting trails. In-state talent has been kind of a key thing that Indiana fans have been looking at that has been a lack thereof. I mean, not a lot of in-state talent has been coming to Indiana as of late, ever since even Trigg Elway and Anthony Leal. After that, it's a lot of national recruiting skills for Mike Woodson. That was his target, his five stars. He had success with Jalen Hutchinson, with Malik Renew, with Mackenzie Mbako, but a lot of fans want to see that in-state talent. You know, Trent Sisley, I think it's who you're mentioning. Purdue's Matt Painter was out there watching him, and Mike Woodson was not. But it's really hard to say. I mean, obviously the transfer portal might be the most important asset to coaches nowadays. And with Indiana's resources, their money, their NIL collectives, and everything that they have available at their dispense, I think that this spring will be kind of the determining factor for Mike Woodson's success in the future for next year and moving forward. Obviously we saw how Khalil Ware has done. He's been a all Big Ten level talent with Indiana, has really elevated his game, and he will be NBA bound. So if you get a few more talents like that, or just mid-major guys that can really be explosive in a major scene like that, then maybe we can have a better conversation about Mike Woodson moving forward. But it's a lot of skepticism right now.
How big is this summer for Indiana basketball? I feel like this is one has to be one of the biggest summers in the history of the program. Obviously we know Indiana, for the most part, has been irrelevant since the turn of the millennium. And obviously, you know, it's changed maybe a little bit in the 2 years that Woodson has been here. But how big is this summer, and kind of is this kind of make or break, you think, for Woodson? Because I think in a year from now, he could very well be on the hot seat, if not already out, because I think this the decline from this news. And I'm afraid that the next year could be kind of rock bottom in a sense.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think it's really funny to think about just the way everything has gone since the Archie tenure. You know, he got 4 years without an NCAA tournament, and here we are 2 years into, or 3 years into Woodson's tenure, and he has two NCAA tournaments, but he may be on the hot seat. But that's just the reality of the college basketball landscape, like we talked about. It's all about resources, recruiting, transfer portal, and it's something that, while Mike Woodson has done well recruiting to a degree, he hasn't exactly translated it to the success and standards of Indiana basketball. As, you know, you think about pre-2000 and all that, the success with Bob Knight and the history behind Indiana basketball. And so this could be a huge summer. I mean, you need to get big transfer portal name. You need to get like a sneaky recruit in the late season recruiting stage, kind of like how he flipped Malik Renew. I think you need a 4 or 5-star level to get someone in the 2024 class that can be that kind of guy. And yeah, I think this might be a make or break here.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there.
Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I think I said Tom Crean. I meant to say Archie Miller. My coaches are completely getting mushed together now. But regardless, it's still obviously a huge blow to Indiana. Kind of feels like a shot below the belt, considering that this all comes 24 hours after Woodson had been announced that he is coming back from a source clearly close to the situation. Well, I'm curious, what are your overall thoughts on Mike Woodson as a coach? We talked about, you know, there are obviously some great things he's done as a recruiter, but overall, how do you think he's done in his job? And do you think the fans who kind of wanted his head and wanted him to be removed after just 3 years, you think they were a little bit quick to the trigger?
It might have been a little quick to the trigger for 3 years and 2 years of NCAA tournaments. But, you know, you talked about how Woodson still talks about inside-out offense. You know, he plays a lineup featuring Malik Renew and Khalil Weir. Obviously, two of the best talents on Indiana's rosters. It's hard to ignore that. But at the same time, you sort of have to adapt to college basketball right now. And how the game of basketball is played, and it's from the outside. It's the three-point line, and it's something that Indiana has deeply struggled with. Just shooting overall between the free throw line and three-point line has been the major struggle for Indiana basketball's offense this year. And, you know, I think he got a little help from his first couple of years with Trace Jackson Davis, one of the best talents in college basketball at the time, one of Indiana's greatest basketball players of all time in the program's history. Jalen Hood-Schifino, one and done, and he's in the NBA now. Bouncing back G League and NBA, he was just outside of a lottery pick. But, you know, it's really hard to evaluate Woodson's tenure because of that, because he's had so many successful players. I guess to agree, you have to give him his credit for recruiting those guys and retaining Trace Jackson Davis. But at the same time, he may need to do a better job of translating that talent into better success for the program.
Yeah, it obviously makes for an interesting really summer ahead. This is going to be a very, very interesting kind of path, and see who stays and who goes, because I am concerned that this could be just the start. And I've seen comparisons to where it's an Indiana team that kind of reminds people of the Michigan one from last year. Obviously had two lottery players, a team that thoroughly underperformed and whatnot, and look at them this year. I mean, obviously Juwan Howard has had health issues, but coaching has been a complete disaster there. There's rumors that he's going to be out, and it kind of feels like almost for Mike Woodson that it kind of the writing could be on the wall, that it could kind of be the same thing headed to next year, which really has, I think, a lot of people really concerned, really frustrated. Do you think McNeely stays if it was announced that maybe Mike Woodson gets fired? Do you think he kind of did this out of spite, in a sense, doing it 24 hours, because the timeline obviously is very interesting? We've seen McNeely very active on Twitter. He knows what people are saying. His family obviously was connected with the IU fan base. I'm curious, you think this was kind of all planned for him to do it this way?
I'm not exactly sure. I mean, you know, I think Brian Walsh was his primary recruiter, but obviously it was Woodson and his staff. And so you'd have to think that if Mike Woodson were to get fired, there's a good chance, depending on who comes in, if it's a big name, especially like a Bruce Pearl, that the rest of his staff, like Azir Roseman, Kenya Hunter, and Brian Walsh may be gone. They may stay, but, you know, those are the guys who recruited Liam McNeely, and they obviously had a close bond up until last night, apparently. And so I'm not sure it was a thing out of spite or anything like that. It just is very interesting timing with it all. If anything, I'd have to say it has to do more with the direction of the program and the team's success this year, especially if you're competing with a team like Kansas, who's consistently a top 10 team, and other teams or schools at the top of the college basketball landscape, when Indiana, although they are by name and history, aren't exactly at that level right now.
Just makes you think, kind of, you play the what-if game. What if, you know, Indiana beats Kansas in that game you mentioned earlier this season? And does that have an effect on McNeely, other guys? And obviously beating another blue blood on your home court would have made a big difference. But it is a tough time for the program, and a program that is trying to still ascend to where it once was, but is now taking, it feels like, significant steps backward. Will, thank you very much for joining us today, this quick episode of House of Hoosier. Any final thoughts before the last half of the last few games of this season? And obviously we're still going to root for Indiana to go on a big run, potentially make the NCAA tournament and recruiting going forward, but it feels hard to do that after the news like this.
Yeah, we've had all the skepticism, but at the same time, you know, They could win their last game against Michigan State, win two or three games in the Big Ten tournament, maybe even make the final. And then at that point, they would be in heavy consideration for the NCAA tournament. And an NCAA tournament bid may just change the season completely upside down and the future of the program. But, you know, I guess we'll have to see.
For now, it doesn't look too good, but obviously there's still time left in this season. Thanks for joining us here on this special emergency episode of the House of Hoosier. Liam McNeely decommits from Indiana just a day after it is announced that Mike Woodson will be returning to Indiana for a fourth year. For Will Foley, go follow him with the IDS Sports. I'm Austin Platt signing off here in the House of Hoosier. We'll talk to you next week after the regular season ends.